With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump hails it as a great day, not only for Arabs and Israelis, but for people the world over. Mr. Trump announcing Israel and Hamas have signed off on the first phase of his Gaza peace plan, calling for a ceasefire and the return of the hostages by Monday.
At the White House, President Trump.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East.
Later, Trump posted that Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause the fighting and release at least some hostages and prisoners, calling it the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace that he says will result in the release of all the remaining hostages. Still, Hamas says it's seeking firm guarantees from mediators that Israel won't resume its military campaign in Gaza after the militant group releases those hostages. But Trump says,
we're going to get peace in the Middle East. That's what we want to do.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president hopes to visit the Middle East Sunday or Monday. War of words between President Trump and Democrat leaders in Illinois escalating as the president deploys National Guard troops to return law and order to Chicago despite stiff resistance from the Democrats.
The president wrote online that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, both Democrats, should be jailed for opposing his deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. He claimed that they're failing to protect ICE officers. National Guard troops from Texas are now positioned outside Chicago, despite a lawsuit by the state and city to block their deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What began as a report of shoplifting ended in a shootout. It left two Pennsylvania state troopers seriously wounded and a suspect dead. It happened last evening in Franklin County in south central Pennsylvania. Wall Street, Dow futures up 21 points, and this is SRN News. New poll asks Americans of faith about journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California is the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, and Buddhists. The California law allows public schools and community colleges to close on the holiday. State employees can take the day off, and students will get an excused absence. This is SRN News. As the government shutdown drags on, it's now into its ninth day, there is a plan to furlough IRS workers.
The IRS will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of a new contingency plan following the failure of the Trump administration and Congress to reach a funding agreement, leading to a second week of a government shutdown. The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. But now, only about half of the IRS's 75,000 employees will remain working. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Keystone XL pipeline project killed by then-President Biden may rise again. A Canadian government official says that Prime Minister Mark Carney has spoken with President Trump about reviving the project, which transport crude from the oil sand fields of Western Canada to Nebraska. More details, SRNNews.com.